Hey there, welcome back to Explore and Discover with Sonen. On today's episode, I'll be talking about the positive side of negative thinking. Don't worry, be happy. Chin up, look on the bright side. Social media feeds and daily conversations are flooded with phrases like this. You don't have to look too far to see how much we favor positivity. A positive mental attitude can be a powerful tool to help you through life's challenges and daily struggles, but unrelenting positivity can be toxic. Forcing yourself to always look on the bright side can become draining, and optimism can lead us to ignore the thoughts and feelings that are happening at a deeper level. Too much positivity isn't necessarily a good thing. We should recognize that negative thinking, when used right, can be a powerful tool for introspection and a motivator for change. Being positive all the time means that there is no critical analysis taking place or taking stock of one's current situation. Let's admit, life is never straightforward. It often throws curveballs at us, like losing one's job or suffering a period of ill health. Positivity is a good mindset to have, but embracing the negative moments in our lives is what keeps us real. We humans have a negativity bias, which means we are actually designed to focus on the negatives. Our brains are hardwired for negativity because humans are wired to survive. It's more natural for us to expect the worst, catastrophize, be cautious and slow to change. If the default position is to survive, this means worrying about the what ifs. Too much positivity can reinforce feelings of personal failure when life doesn't go the way we want. It's in these scenarios that negativity needed for us to grow. For me, it was looking closely at the negative emotions that surrounded a work problem that helped me move forward. When I found myself dreading going to work in the mornings, telling myself to simply look on the bright side wasn't cutting it. Instead, I accepted that negative emotions I was feeling and gave myself the space to investigate them. I took a look at what was really going on. I allowed myself to vent to friends when normally I might force a smile instead of contriving gratitude. I kept a grievance journal to all my worries and concerns down on a paper. What I discovered was a mix of feelings of inadequacy at work and anxiety stemming from the demands of job. Armed with this knowledge, I was able to implement some changes. I worked on building my confidence, learned to speak up when the workload became too demanding, and accepted that the job was not perfect for me. This was a relief in itself, right? Negativity was my path to getting to a happier place. If I hadn't allowed myself to focus on the negatives, I wouldn't have moved forward. So, how can you harness power of negative thinking in your life? First of all, let's acknowledge to ourselves that we are unhappy or dissatisfied with the position in which we find ourselves. This can be an enormous difficulty, especially if it's admitting that something we had chosen to do didn't work out right. Once we give ourselves the space for these reflections, we are able to work out a solution. The resulting negative emotions are motivators to drive us to change. Using these periods of negativity is actually how we learn to improve ourselves. It's how we can be better understand our strengths when we are faced with challenges that makes us dig deep within ourselves to overcome the difficulties. Negative thinking actually holds benefits that can help us move forward in life. Accepting all emotions allows us to experience our lives more fully. We don't have to feel guilty or at fault when negative emotions arise. We can accept them as just as part of life. They also allow us to appreciate the negative aspects of life more fully. We succeed because we learn and grow from our failures. We connect and feel love because we are vulnerable and take risks. Avoiding pain is in a way to form a pain, as it means living in denial. No one is capable of being totally positive all the time. We are too multidimensional for that. when we are just emitting positivity, we are putting too much pressure on ourselves to be anything other than an authentic human being. Any negative feelings just get pushed down and sent to denial. It's genuinely okay not to be okay. When we honor all of our feelings, we honor all of ourselves. The most positive thing you can do is to be true to yourself. The pressure of being positive all the time can lead to increased stress as well as feelings of isolation. It may lead to bottle up your feelings and not share things which are difficult. Looking at a problem and accepting that something in your life isn't working is the first step in making a change. One of the biggest motivators for change is being uncomfortable with our real feelings. Nobody wants to feel afraid or sad. The negative thoughts are usually what motivate people to seek and get a real understanding of what is going on for them and what they feel. Without negative feelings, we might stay less than ideal situations, then deep down we are in need of something different. Success doesn't come without failure. If you know what failure feels like, congratulations. Failure means that you tried, you took a risk and tried something. Show me a successful person who has never experienced failure. I really believe that we should be celebrating failure as it teaches us so much. How to improve, develop, learn and grow. If you fail but continue to try, you build resiliency and are better able to cope with the life's ups and downs. Not being honest with yourself or others about how you're feeling has real health consequences. Psychological and physiological studies show that denial and pretending to be okay increases internal stress. Hiding feelings of anger and sadness can cause depression, anxiety, and even physical illness. Emotional repression has been shown to decrease immune function and put you at high risk for some diseases. A range of emotions helps us regulate our stress response, which actually means a healthier immune system. Accepting negative emotions rather than dismissing them is better for you in the long run. Ultimately, it's all about balance. Both positive thinking and negative thinking can be valuable to us in different ways. Striving to be positive in a difficult situation can be the mindset that keeps us going when it gets tough. Negative thinking can be the tool that allows us to carefully assess a situation and decide to make a change. A healthy outlook has room for both. Thank you guys for listening. Make sure to follow my podcast, and soon I'll be posting my next podcast episode, which will be about assumptions.